my name Lolene and I'm an addict. Oh my God. I have never spoken openly at this magnitude of people. God is working in my life. Woo. Oh, I was thinking while Kevin was sharing, like, what am I going to talk about, Lord? Woo. And he said, just give them your experience, strengths, and hopes. Oh, my God. I'm going to go back because a lot of people know me by face. I've been around here since July 19, 1998. But I tapped into the program. I did step work. I had sponsors. And I said sponsors because I am a runner. When people start getting close, I have to withdraw because I don't know what they want. I love giving. I'm a caretaker. I'm a giver. But it's hard to receive. It has been being revealed to me that I am worthy. That there's a lot of people who love me. And I thought I loved myself. I thought I loved myself. But then when this topic came, I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? Riding the storm. I've ridden a lot of storms, but they've been storms that I created. I created these storms because I thought that I was the big I am. Whew. I thought that I could fix things for everybody. I thought I could be the one to make everything just go smoothly. Reality set in when I did another fourth and fifth step in my 19 years of recovery because I ran so much doing what I wanted to do. Hearing the voice or feeling the spirit within, but ignoring it because I was running on self-will. So my storm, as I said, was created by me, Lolita. But I never wanted to look at that until I got somebody in my life who really cared about me to tell me that, because a lot of people in my life wouldn't tell me that, or they probably would if I would have sat still long enough. I have one friend in here, though. She used to tell me, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Right, Niecy? I said, how do you do that? How do you become vulnerable when you think that nobody can do anything for you? How do you do that? Woo! Well, 19 years in, I become vulnerable because God, I'm listening now. When I was asked to do this meeting, like Kevin said, you're not supposed to say no. I've said no many a times. Because ain't nobody going to know, you know, that I'm scared, you know. And I know Larry T used to say, you know, fear, face everything in recovery, but I couldn't do that early on because I just didn't know that I wasn't in control. So many years have passed with me thinking that I was in control. And in reality, a lot of mismanagement has been taking place, not only, you know, in time, but also in emotion. Because I have suppressed my emotions to get through these storms that I create. And I'm going to tell you, the ones that I created were having 3 marriages, knowing going in that I really shouldn't be doing this, because in my spirit it said don't do it. But because, remember early on, I said my will, because I can fix this, you know, I can deal with this, I have hope that this may get better. All along knowing from the signs that it wasn't right. They talk about the red flag. I've seen them. The light bulb went off. But Lolita said, I can fix this. I am the great I am. Oh, I am strong. I am superwoman. What Alicia say, the big S on my chest. Man, just to know that God is in charge, and that the storm that I had to ride out was for me to really tap into Lolita. To tap into what is it that God want me to do. Not only giving advice and suggestions and emotional assistance to others, but accepting it. Accepting that it's okay not to be okay. I never wanted anybody to see me not okay. There are a lot of days that I'm not okay, but I am okay because I rely on God today. The storms that I go through today are just growing pains. As I said, you know, I had 3 marriages. Technically, I had 4. Because I love the fact of being committed. I want someone to protect me. I want someone I can feel safe with. I want someone who loves me for me, just as I do for them. And it seems that way at first. I think like maybe the time that the representative is there, like, you know, for about 6 months. 6 months. You know, everything is popping and for the whole from 1 to 6. You know, it's almost like our steps from 1 to 6. You can get by. But then, you know, 6, here come the imperative defects. That's when the red light or the red flag come on, and either you're going to be attentive to it, or you're going to go all in thinking that you can do something different about it. Well, I'm here to say, listen to that inside voice, because it's not going to steer you wrong, because that's the higher power that's inside telling you, don't do it. But if we run me, if I run on self-will, as I have to go through the storm. And I ride through the storm of grace only because I rely on God after I didn't listen. So today, I am vulnerable. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you, Talise, for pointing out that my time management is off. And coming with the time management piece, what I learned too is, I'm a little inconsiderate. I never thought I was inconsiderate, because time don't matter to me. It may matter to you, but it don't matter to me. And that's pretty inconsiderate. Now let me point out when selfish. Whew, I did not ever want to be selfish. I thought selfish people were selfish, thought about themselves only. So I think that was my misconception or my misinformation about wanting to help people all the time and do everything I'm available to do for people. But it's okay. Today, I know now that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to say no, Lolita. I don't have to be available to everybody. I don't have to be superwoman for everybody. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, God is so good. I am so grateful. And I'm grateful to see all of y'all in here listening to me and sharing this moment, because this is a moment. This is like... this is like me really letting y'all know who I am. And being around here a lot, I have heard a lot. Saying like God is peeling layers. And your process is your process. Your storm is your storm. But today I see the love that comes out of a storm. When you share where you are in your life, when you're open-minded enough to let people in, even if it's a stranger, share what you're going through with someone. Whew. Another reason why I go through the storm so gracefully is because it was a predecessor of mine when I had like 6 months clean, and he said, be like a palm tree. He said, a palm tree, when the storm comes, the palm tree will fall or lean to touch the ground. But as soon as that storm passes, you stand and back straight. So I don't know if I'm almost out of time, but I want to leave y'all with this. No matter what comes your way, no matter what, you can always stand straight. Have faith. That's what I do. I just have faith, knowing that it's going to pass. And what happens, happens. You move forward. That's what I do. As I was riding down here today, Talise was saying something about something happened in the past. I said, well, what happens in the past stay in the past, and maybe that's why I don't remember a whole lot that happens in the past, because I leave it there. It's like sometimes, my brother, he would say things to me like, Lolita, do you remember? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. Hey, you was right there. And I was like, okay. I can get so tunnel vision when outside things have no real effect on me. And sometimes I used to think that was a problem, but that's me staying focused. Prime example, my granddaughter, she was vacuuming yesterday, and I was so focused, I thought she didn't vacuum. I'm laying out, no, you didn't. And she said, you didn't hear the vacuum clean? I was like, no. And I don't know, and sometimes I have to question myself, is that a good thing or a bad thing? But it's a good thing, because I can stay focused. It's a bad thing because I leave everybody else out. So this is something that I'm trying to work on as to when I'm focused, still include people. And I do, but it's only on my time. So is that selfish? I think so. But I'm getting better because I'm coming out. You know, I'm coming out with it because I need help. I need people to check on me. You know, I need people to call me sometimes because I can get in my own world and I'm okay being by myself. But I want to be in a committed relationship, but I'm okay being by myself. And that's the work that I've done on myself as far as going through many of these storms that I've been through throughout these marriages that just didn't work. I don't bash them or hurt, you know. I mean, they just didn't work, you know. Because I knew, somebody said, Lolita, didn't you know it wasn't going to work? I said, I kind of did. But I was hoping. I had a whole lot of hope. I had a whole lot of hope. But it's okay because out of each one I learned more about me. And it's told to me that God will keep allowing you to go through what you haven't got the lesson out of. So you have to look for the lesson in whatever don't feel good. Whatever don't feel good is a lesson. In the storms, you have to come out on the other side. Don't, for me, I don't stay stuck in a storm. I try to find out what part I played in it, what can I do different, and move on. Thanking God every second of the way, praying every second of the way, because it's just a matter of a decision that I could be back out there trying to get one day. But that's not even an option today. Not standing here, getting ready to come up on 20 years, huh? I would not even dare. I don't care how many tears I cry. I don't care how many, I'm not going to say that. I was getting ready to say, I don't care how many more marriages. But no, you know, and I'm just grateful. I am so grateful. And they say a grateful addict will not use. Oh my God. This has truly been relieving. I am so, I mean, I can't say how grateful I'm, and I'm just so grateful. It's just, whew, freedom, peace. Thank you all for listening. Thank you.